This is the Meanwhile section of the Korea Joongang Daily for August 17th and 18th, 2019. A One-Day Outing for the Statue by Jung Hyo-sik. From August 14th, the old Korean legislation in Washington, D.C. held a special exhibition of historical materials showing efforts to maintain Korea's independence 130 years ago. Exhibited were postcards, New Year's greeting cards, and documents from a church. They were found during the fireplace restoration in a second-floor office in April 2016. One of them was a postcard from Danville Military Institute, 1890-1939. Lee Chae-yun, the fourth minister to the United States from 1890-1893, visited the school to invite American military instructors to enhance Korea's military and bought the postcard. Danville is at the southwest end of Virginia and takes about 4.5 hours by car to reach today. Lee visited this school because King Gojong secretly offered him to arrange for the dispatch of 200,000 American troops to drive out Chinese forces for Joseon. First Minister Park Dong-yang had a one-on-one meeting with U.S. President Grover Cleveland, but was called back after 11 months due to King pressure. Successive ministers Lee Ha-young, Yi Wan-young, and Lee Tae-yun remained committed to the goal. Second Acting Minister Lee Ha-young was almost successful. With the help of the Department of State, he borrowed $200 million with Incheon, Busan, and Wosan parts as security, and the deployment bill was voted in the Congress and the Senate. However, because of the Monroe Doctrine, the deployment to Korea did not pass. Lee returned the remaining money after spending $160,000 on banquets and lobbying, and the diplomacy ended fruitlessly. 50 Years of Diplomacy with the United States by Moon Il-pyeong. Moreover, Lee Ha-young, a Jeong Chu-won advisor, and Yi Wan-young, one of the five Ursa traders, failed to get help from the United States to maintain Korea's independence and later became Japanese collaborators, leading the transfer of Korea's sovereignty to Japan. On August 15th, the statue of the Girl of Peace came to the old Korea legation after passing the Japanese embassy in the United States. It came to Washington, D.C. in November 2016, but a permanent location could not be found. It was kept in storage for 33 months and finally saw the light of day. The statues are installed in 4 locations: Los Angeles, Southfield, Michigan, Brookhaven, Georgia, and Manhattan, New York. But the Japanese government is interfering with the installation in the U.S. Capitol. The installation committee will seek public locations in Washington, D.C. by the end of the year, and as an alternative, Maryland and other nearby locations will be considered. How about the old Korea legation? The place where the loss of national sovereignty was not prevented could be a place to console the victims. It is also meaningful as the legation was restored through efforts of Korean citizens and Korean Americans. Subscribe to the Korea Joongang Daily and you'll also receive a daily subscription to the New York Times.